7:30.
Doing 7:30 show. Yo, you know today is Mardi Gras. I happen to be in Louisiana. If you have never been to Mardi Gras, if you've never done anything Mardi Gras, you gotta come to Louisiana to get your Mardi Gras on. Oh, where them beads at? You gotta flash me. That's right, you gotta get some of that Cajun flavor. Go to New Orleans, baby. I'm gonna take it in my hand. I'm gonna go down to New Orleans. Mardi Gras, baby. Mardi Gras is ridiculous. You gotta come. What you gonna do when you get to New Orleans, man? Somebody tell me what the Mardi Gras ball. Yeah, we're going to the Mardi Gras ball. The women are amazing. Everybody's having a great time. Yeah, come on. Speak it in French. You gotta enjoy Mardi Gras. Today is Mardi Gras. 7:30 show. Latone Hart, how are you doing? Show's a little late today because I've been out there trying to help everybody have something to repent for tomorrow because it is Mardi Gras. That's right. Love Mardi Gras. Got beads. I got flashed. Listening to Zydeco music, checking out people wearing boots and hats. Louisiana is a culture unto itself, and you definitely got to come down here, if for nothing else, just to hear this. Oh, yeah, I'm liking that. Man, that gets you hype right there. I don't know about you. 7:30 show. How are you doing? Welcome back. Yo, I'm on iTunes. Yeah, iTunes picked up the show. So if you're listening on iTunes, how are you doing? Of course, the 7:30 show is on Stitcher Radio, which is my favorite app on my phone. It has been for years. I love Stitcher Radio. And we're on Spreaker. So without any further ado, lots of things on my mind today. The way the 7:30 show goes is I look at pop culture from the dark side. That's right. This is not the mainstream perspective. These are the views and opinion from those on the other side, the dark side. Now, I saw that Son of God came out last weekend. You know, I'm always at the movies. Son of God. And I saw lines for people to get into the movie Son of God. And I'm like, really? I'm laughing because you do know that this is just the Jesus parts of the History Channel's The Bible miniseries from last year. They just took the Jesus parts, put them together, and released it as a film. Now, of course, they got a surfer dude playing the title role of Jesus, but you could have saw all of this for free or on your cable last year on the History Channel. Didn't understand why people were in line like this was the new Hulk movie or something like that. Like this was the new Kevin Hart movie for the week. People was in line. And when I look at the character, when are they going to start making a Jesus film with a Jewish-looking Middle Eastern Jesus? I mean, they got Jesus looking like he's from Iowa. Jesus ain't from Iowa. Jesus is from the Middle East. He's a Jewish man from the Middle East. Make him look like that. Please make him look like that. Please.
7:30.
Yo, stop taking selfies. Not because I don't like them, but because doctors claim lice is on the rise because of people taking selfies. That's right. You're putting your head together with somebody nasty just so you can take a great selfie. And then lice jump from their head to your head. That's right. So, hey, you need to be on Instagram that bad with some stranger or somebody you work with. Enjoy the lice. Now I'm bald headed. I don't care if you get close to me. If the lice want to hang out in the desert, they can go right ahead and hang out in the desert on my head. But that's just a warning. Shout out to Easter candy. I saw Easter candy in the store already. You know, we just finished with Valentine's Day candy. Now there's Easter candy, and I love black jelly beans. Nothing better than black jelly beans. Those are delicious. I know everybody's like, eh, I love black jelly beans. You know, and I think a lot of people must love black jelly beans because they make bags of only black jelly beans. They don't make only bags of red jelly beans. They don't make only bags of green jelly beans. They make bags of black jelly beans, which means they're delicious. But let me tell you one thing. Those little yellow marshmallow chicks from Peeps, that is the worst of all time. Those things are disgusting. Ugh, why do they even sell those? I hate those little things. They got to get rid of those little yellow, gross.
I've always been the same. It's just I was censored before. Now I'm not censored.
7:30 show. What is going on? Last week, never got a chance to touch on it. Saw a show on ESPN. Now I don't watch ESPN because it's like a Klan rally most of the time. I just tend not to watch ESPN. But I saw the N-word special on ESPN. Now, I have no idea what prompted ESPN to make a show or do a conversation on the N-word. At least I didn't at first. Until I saw that the NFL was thinking about making it a 15-yard penalty for saying nigga. So, you know, your homeboy catch a touchdown pass and somebody's chasing him from behind and you like, man, that nigga gone. And you on the team, that's a flag. ...15-yard penalty for saying nigga in the NFL. Now, I kind of think this is crazy. It's perfectly fine to use racial slurs if it's the name of a team. It's perfectly fine to use a racial slur if you're calling them the Washington Redskins. But you want to tell grown men that they can't say what they want to say on the football field? I think this is crazy. I think the whole N-word debate is crazy. I think it's been going on for the last 3 or 4 years. You're trying to get rid of a word that you created that is historic, which is a bastardization of the word Negro, because the Spanish slave ships were used to move African cartel, and Negro is the word for black, Negro. And so country people in America started saying Negro, 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 and became nigga. I'm not ashamed of the word. I like to use the word, you know, when it's appropriate. I like to cuss when appropriate. I don't need anybody to tell me when not to cuss. I know not to cuss around my grandmother. I know not to. I know not to say nigga at the job. I know not to. But I'm not going to stop saying the word nigga. I like to drive to the gas station and be like, nigga, 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 nigga. I'm 100% nigga. Yeah, huh. Nigga, 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 nigga. I'm 200% nigga. Really, I mean, you know, I wish I could go to work every day and be like, hey, where the boss at? Where the boss at? Tell her I'm here. Nigga, 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 nigga. I'm 100% nigga. Nigga, 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 nigga. I'm 200% nigga. But I know when and when not to say the word. I don't need anybody telling me when or when not to say a word. Now, I really think this whole N-word debate on ESPN, it's only a big deal because lately, white guys or white people are getting in trouble for saying it. That's the only big deal. And they want black people to get in trouble for saying it. Because please, let's not have any rules that don't put us in the most dominant position. So basically, Riley Cooper, and I'm a Philadelphia Eagles fan, Riley Cooper said, I'll beat every nigga here. And he got suspended and it caused him some problems. And the mainstream society doesn't like that. Well, if he can't say it and he gets in trouble for it, all of you need to get in trouble for it. Speaking of Riley Cooper, they gave him a $25 million contract this year for 3 years, I believe. And he is at best the third best receiver on the team when people are healthy. At best. So $25 million contract, you're not even that good. And the sports world and the NFL is kind of mad. Like, if he can't say nigga, if Mike Shanahan can't say nigga, then nobody can say nigga. And I think the whole thing is crazy because I don't say bitch to girls in their presence. I just don't. I just don't go around, hey, yo, whatever. I just don't. I know better. It's not a situation where I can say it. And that's all it is. Certain groups can say stuff among themselves that you can't. And it's okay. But a 15-yard penalty, I always say, the mainstream society in America, if they can't criminalize it, they change the rules to benefit the mainstream. And this is a perfect example. The N-word show on ESPN, the whole concept was ludicrous. But I was glad my girl Jamel Hill, who's from the D, I got a chance to work with for a little while in Detroit. She basically closed the whole discussion down with,
there's a segment of the population, you know, there's mostly, it's the white population, really, that has been told they can never use this word under any circumstances. And because of that, that is where the genesis of this conversation has come from. They keep saying stuff like, oh, if Common can use it and Jay-Z can use it, why can't I use it? Acting as if we do not have all kinds of cultural double standards. Look, I'm a woman. When me and some of my girlfriends get together, we use the B word with one another. That's just real talk. But we know if a man calls us that or somebody we don't know calls us that word, it's going to be an entirely different discussion. And I think it's that way, whether be it with women, be it with gays, any other group. If you ever hear them in the company of each other, if you're in that conversation, there are going to be things said that you can't say. And I think it's very culturally arrogant to assume just because you're in the room, you get to use the word. You don't. That's not how it works.
Exactly. Jamel Hill shut it down. Some places, some people, some social groups can use the word fag. Basically. But you can't criminalize it just because you'll get in trouble or socially outcasted for using it. That is a basic tactic of changing the rules and changing the laws when they don't benefit you.
Warning the black woman that a white homo is looking for your man, and looking at the conclusive proof, no white homosexuals have come out in the sports arena, but they have in the black arena.
Speaking of more sports, Jason Collins has the hottest selling jersey in the NBA. Now, if you ask me, I've always thought it was slightly gay to wear another man's name on your body. You know, maybe because I grew up with Run DMC. Calvin Klein ain't no friend of mine. Don't want nobody's name on my behind. So I've never thought, hey, I really like Terrell Owens. I should get a jersey with Owens on my back. Oh, I really like Chad Johnson. I should get Johnson on my back. I've never thought that was cool. Like, I always get Hart or just a jersey with no name on it. But Jason Collins has the number one selling jersey with Yinka Dare type numbers. With about 2 points a game numbers, he has the highest selling jersey in the NBA. If that doesn't say something,
gay shit is taking over the world.
I don't know what does. And they just signed him to another 10-day contract. So I guess they want the jersey sales. Shout out to the king, LeBron James. Everybody was talking this. Kevin Garnett is going to win the MVP. Obviously, LeBron James was like, y'all can have the first 42 games. Only the last 30 games in the playoffs matter. He scored 61 points last night, and he looks like he's getting in rare form. 9 for 9 from three-point line. And the NBA requested that LeBron James took off that all-black mask he wore versus the Knicks. Now, this isn't a rule. There's no rule in the NBA that you can't wear a black mask. There is no rule. It was simply a request, and LeBron complied. Like, they were talking about, he looks like Batman, and there's only one Batman, and he's not black, and there's only one Batman. You can't wear a black mask, LeBron. And LeBron complies, and I don't get this. Michael Jordan, they told him he couldn't wear those colorful shoes, and he told him to eat a sandwich. And they told him he couldn't wear those baggy shorts, and he told him to suck my foot. I don't understand why LeBron, with two championships and the face of the league, didn't say, I'm going to wear the black mask. And look, Dwayne Wade is going to wear the Robin mask, and we're just going to win another championship. Y'all can kiss my ass. I don't know why he didn't. He's back to the clear mask, but I think it's crazy. NBA, understand that any publicity is good publicity. When LeBron had that black mask on, Twitter went crazy. You should have just let it go. Like, it makes your league more popular.
You're listening to the 7:30 Show. He's a little bent.
At Latone Hart, follow me on Twitter, on Facebook. I've been getting a lot of ads, a lot of people on Twitter, a lot of people following me. Shout out to all of you. I have nothing but love for you. You got to get to Louisiana because y'all missing Mardi Gras. Oh, come on. Les ailes, bonsoir, roulette. I'm sorry. I'm still crunk off the Mardi Gras celebration. I'm still a little tipsy off that bourbon. Snoop Dogg, what the hell? Did you see Snoop Dogg? He posted a picture on Instagram with clear nail polish and French tips. Clear nail polish and French tips. Now, it's bad enough you already had a perm, but now Snoop Dogg going to get his hair and his nails done. I mean, Snoop Dogg's son is a top college football recruit. You know, the homies in the gym going to be like, yo, man, your dad getting his hair and nails done tonight? Your dad look cute in a mug. You know, your dad cool with it.
Ooh, wait, it's bootylicious, too. Hold on.
Snoop, I don't know if you really need attention. I know, you're not even Snoop Dogg anymore. Snoop Lion, I don't know if you need attention, but wearing a thong and getting French tips and eyeliner and all that is not the way. And this is upsetting me. It is time for a guy movement. I'm starting the hashtag guy pride movement. Hashtag guy pride. Because cats is getting fingernail polish and French tips and perms, and guys is shaving off all their body hair and putting cocoa butter on their knees. It is time for hashtag guy pride. Rule number one, embrace your body hair. I'm not shaving my chest, not for none of y'all. You're going to learn to like it after I give you the best 30 seconds of your life. Rule number two, stop being polite. You don't have to be polite all the time. Be honest, be direct, no sugarcoating. Stop being polite. Stop trying to protect everybody's feelings. Criticism is not bad. Rule number three for hashtag guy pride. Unless it's a wedding or a funeral or a job interview, dress comfortable. Dress comfortable. None of this matching your shoes to your shirt and your hat. Dress comfortable. Don't worry about if you feel good in it, you're going to be fine. But no trying to put on a fashion show, fellas, all the damn time. Hashtag guy pride. Let's get it started. I don't know what's going on in Florida. Maybe y'all need to stop shooting all the brothers, because there was a 58-year-old woman who was arrested in Florida for calling 911. She was trying to lure a police officer to her house so she could seduce him for sex. That's right. So the old ladies in Florida need dick, and y'all killing all the brothers. Y'all got to stop doing that.
So here's how it goes. As of now, you work for me, and your job is very simple. Give me my space. Understand? All I want is a little peace and quiet.
The 7:30 Show. I was on Facebook this week, and you can find me on Facebook, Latone Hart. It's pretty easy to find me. And people were on there talking about, what superpower would you like? You know, if you could choose one superpower, what superpower would you like? And like Trinity was on my Facebook, and she said she wants to be invisible. Now I got to think, how do you make love when you're invisible? Like, I guess that would be kind of cool. I just see myself disappearing and then coming back to life. I'd be like going into the Phantom Zone or something. John said he wants to mind read. I have no idea. I guess John says because he's married, he'd want to mind read. You'd really want to know all the insane, asinine, non-logical thought that's going on in your wife's mind, John? I don't know. Sonia says elasticity. Now, that's interesting. What are you going to do with that? You're just going to reach into the kitchen and get yourself a soda while you're sitting down? Like, I never thought that was a cool power. I always thought if you got elasticity as a power, you kind of got screwed by the superpower gods. I don't really know about that. And, of course, Renee said,
I'd like to have telepathy because, I mean, with telepathy, you pretty much can control people's minds. Into doing what you want and have other powers anyway. Once you know what somebody's thinking, That's a key dog key.
So she want to be up in somebody's head, messing with their head with telepathy, which is kind of like mind reading, which is cool. I thought, and so did Shalisha, that teleportation would be the best one. I would love teleportation. Like, I could just jump. Remember that movie Jumper? So I'm saying jump. I could just jump and be in Minneapolis and hang out with my boy Dan. Or I could just jump and be in San Diego and see my mom for dinner tonight. Maybe I could just jump tomorrow and go to the Great Wall of China and take somebody's wife up there and have a really good time. That would be the best power for me. I could teleport into a bank, grab myself about $100,000 out of the vault, and teleport right out. That's the power I would want. I think to teleport would be the best superpower to have. What do you think?
7:30.
Shout out to all the men who stay faithful by only following fat and ugly girls on Twitter and Instagram. Hey, you got to make your girl look amazing, even if you got to use average chicks to do it.
I'm tired of my black brother being brainwashed too.
On April 6th, members of the Black Panther Party were ambushed by those OCP. And when Lil Buddy was killed, he came out the house with his arms up, being told to run to his car, and they shot him down. On April 6th,
we all had a dream until King got shot. Fighting for the cause till the rebels got locked. Up in the system, it's just tradition. Used to have drive, now the transmission missing. Whoa, let me switch up the gears. Relax your mind, now they relax their hair. Now police perm the block with gunshots until it burns often in Boston. Bloodstains turn white to red socks. Freeze it as best you do, not move. The system is built for us to all lose. Political systems, please do not choose. Militant back, when Malcolm put the X in his name. Now they're killing brain cells, weed strain to the brain. Raised on the streets, now they when they gang bang. Chill, little homies. Rules to the game. Pop the Molly, you sweating. Pop the Molly, you sweating. Well, tell me how to survive when you broke and a fella ain't no telling what you selling to dealing to get the ends to start meeting. When your money is depleting. When your money is depleting. When your money is depleting.
Politics starts with the fact that we get rotten education, we get brainwashed and fooled and the trick notion and technology and everything else that goes on with us in terms of the exploitation that goes down. Politics starts with the fact that we want decent housing, fit for shelter of human beings. Now this is where politics starts.
Messes of our destiny, really making moves like a refugee. Marcus Garvey on the Exodus. In God I trust, really, how so blasphemous. Chaos because resources ain't enough. Used to fight the power, now we fight for the man. Never had rights and we barely had land. Used to have the 10-point program. Now these rappers selling soul for 100 grand. L just cleaving so militant. L hot Shabazz on my pilgrimage. No days off, so diligent. Are you calling it truth and no evidence? Used to be inspired by Tupac Shakur. Shackles, the only thing 2 Chainz is for. Justice, freedom, inequality. Think and grow rich out the poverty. These anomalies, these monopolies. Open up your mind like Socrates. Open up your eyes, cause you gotta see. Open up your eyes, cause you gotta see. I said, open up your eyes, cause you gotta see. Open up your mind like Socrates, fool.
This country was founded in revolution, but it has become history buried dead in the past. And that's what they're trying to do with us. But that's supposed to be in the past. You know, the struggles, the difficulties.
What's up? Over the weekend, the biggest thing was, of course, the Oscars. Now, I don't really get into the Oscars. The Oscars are a joke to me. They've been a joke to me for a while for several reasons. One, 3-6 Mafia has an Oscar, but Leonardo DiCaprio doesn't. Number two, in 1989, Driving Miss Daisy beat out Do the Right Thing for Best Picture, Driving Miss Daisy, about a black servant driving around an old white lady versus Do the Right Thing, which is arguably one of the best films of the 80s and Spike Lee's best film. Lastly, the Oscars completely snubbed the best film of 2013 with no nominations, Fruitvale Station. I don't expect a whole lot from the Oscars, but it is a big deal. So I checked out the Oscars this year, and here were some of my thoughts. It was a cool little dude named Ellen who hosted the show. She was a cool little dude, like not the kind of dude I'd hang out with, but she ordered pizza and she broke the internet sharing lice with a bunch of superstars and movie stars in the front row with a picture she put on Twitter. Meryl Streep has 18 Oscar nominations, and yet I can't think or name three movies she's been in. I can't name three movies that Meryl Streep has been in. I think Sophie's Choice or something like that. That's it. I don't know what has gotten into Pharrell. His new album titled Girl, I listened to this week. It is absolute booty juice. But the Oscars decided to let him come up there and sing in his big hat. And let's just be real. Pharrell cannot sing. He is a good producer, but every time Pharrell sings, Keith Sweat gets mad. Keith Sweat's like, y'all said I couldn't sing? I mean, and he's really, really, I can tell like in his body language and in everything that he thinks he's on some Marvin Gaye shit right about now. But it's not going down, Pharrell. Pharrell sang I'm Happy, which is from Despicable Me 2. I don't like those Despicable movies, but everybody knew that Happy was not going to win.
Some motherfuckers are always trying to ice skate uphill.
There is a song from the Disney movie Frozen called Let It Go that you hear everywhere. I kind of like it. Let it go, let it go. It's kind of a good song. Plus, I like the little line, the snow never bothered me anyway. If you're up against a Disney song, you're going to lose. Pharrell, great performance, nice hat. Stick to producing, but I don't even know why they even gave you a nomination versus a Disney song. That wasn't even fair. Oh, Jesus. Jesus won for best support. That's not Jesus. That's Jared Leto. Jared Leto won for best supporting actor for being a transgender. So I got a feeling that tonight is going to be about AIDS and slaves. That's what the Oscars is going to be about tonight. I'm wondering, as I saw the Best Supporting Actor nominations, how did the little Somalian kid from Captain Phillips get nominated? I mean, he really didn't act. He just looked malnourished and black. Like, is that great acting, looking malnourished and black?
This is a nigger of considerable talent, I assure you.
I guess, like, and now he's talking about, I forget his name. I know he's from Minneapolis because Minneapolis has one of the highest Somali populations in America. So I know he's from up there. He was driving a cab. But he's broke now. You're not getting another movie role. You know that, right? Just like the kid from The Blind Side that played Michael O'Hare, he's not getting another movie role either. Sometimes you just fit a role, and they give you a film, they give you $50,000, and they tell you to have a nice life. Even Precious, as much as they're trying, Precious is not getting another movie role. That's just the way the cookie crumbles. It's not going down. Looks like Gravity is going to win a lot of Oscars. But Sandra Bullock, I'll tell you what Sandra Bullock won. She won the least ass contest. I watched Gravity and I was like, damn, even Miley Cyrus has more ass than Sandra Bullock. Here's the big one. Best Supporting Actress. Let's see. And Lupita wins.
Run, nigga, run. The patty roller kitch. Run, nigga, run. Well, you better get away.
For 12 Years a Slave, Lupita Nyong'o. She wins for 12 Years a Slave. The dress looks blue, white, and green, depending on what type of television or camera you have. But she won for Best Supporting Actress. She actually had a pretty nice speech.
Thank you to the Academy for this incredible recognition. It doesn't escape me for one moment that so much joy in my life is thanks to so much pain in someone else's. And so I want to salute the spirit of Patsy for her guidance. When I look down at this golden statue, may it remind me and every little child that no matter where you're from, your dreams are valid. Thank you.
Great speech. Great speech. Lupita wins for 12 Years a Slave. She played Patsy, who was kind of like the LeBron of the plantation. Now, she was on screen for a total of 18 minutes. I swear to you, 18 minutes she was on screen, all right? And in that time, she picked the most cotton, she got raped by Massa, she took a glass to the face, and she got beat worse than Nick Cannon's drums in Drumline. What a performance. Let's check out a little piece. That was amazing. That was Oscar worthy right there. Did you hear the way she got whipped? Listen to this. Ooh, cry girl. Listen to that. That is, whoo. That is award worthy right there. I got a question as I sit here and watch these Oscars. Why don't the superhero films ever win any awards? They don't even, but better yet, why don't they get nominated? You don't have to give them awards, but they should at least get nominated. I mean, they make the most money. I mean, Superman, the Hulk, the Avengers, everything, Batman, they make the most money, but they never get nominated. I mean, there are lines around the block to get into these films, and they don't even get nominated? It's kind of crazy. I don't think it's fair. This is some prejudice. Plus, there's never any comedies that win. Like, what's all with these boring movies or these depressing movies? Oh, here goes Best Actor, Matthew McConaughey. All right, I like Matthew. But I didn't know he was this unlikable. Like, I like a lot of his roles, but how do you really get up on stage and say, all right, all right, all right, after you win, after you told the world that you're your own hero? He said during his speech, you need someone to look up to. Of course, he's a Texan, God. Someone to look forward to. Of course, he said the politically correct thing. Oh, my family and my kids. Of course, he's not going to say the hookers he looks forward to when he's on set. He's not going to say that. He's going to say his wife and his kids. And of course, he said he needs someone to chase. And who he chases is himself, because he's his own hero. When I was 15, I was looking up to me at 25. And when I was 25, I'm looking up to me as 35. I really never thought he was as unlikable as James Franco, but he really got on national TV and said, I am my own hero. Personally, I would masturbate on stage right now, but you know, my kids are watching. Best screenplay goes to 12 Years a Slave. Run, nigga, run, the patty roll will get you. Run, nigga, run, where you better get away. And the big award of the night, Best Picture. Now, none of these movies I've seen, because The Bootleg Man doesn't bring the Oscar-nominated movies. I saw Gravity, and I enjoyed Gravity, but the rest of these movies, I never saw Her. I never saw The Wolf of Wall Street, Philomena. I never saw that. Nebraska, I've been there. Fuck that movie. I never saw any of these Oscar-nominated movies, but I did see 12 Years a Slave, and the winner is...
You ain't a free man. You're nothing but a Georgia runaway. You're just a runaway nigga.
The Best Picture of 2014 or 2013 is 12 Years a Slave. Now, I just think mainstream America loves to see us suffer. I mean, loves to see us suffer, because this is a very painful and a very difficult movie to watch. And let's be honest, it only made $50 million when it was released. Nobody saw this movie. Nobody saw 12 Years a Slave. $50 million? That's like a half a Friday for a Kevin Hart movie. Nobody saw it, but it wins the Best Picture of 2013. Right after this, I wrote on my Twitter and Facebook that we have a black president, and in 2014, the Best Picture in America is a slave film. Let that marinate. And somebody wrote me back privately on my Facebook, sir, I have to say I agree with you. I was sharing something similar with my father. I was thinking, what is the universe really saying to us as a people? How far have we come? Are we going backwards? I don't know if we're going backwards. I know that there's a population, there's a segment of the population, and it's large, that has an affinity for black suffering. And movies like this are a sophisticated and subtle attack on the psyche of the black mind. Really, it is, because images never leave you. They stick in your subconscious. They become part of your belief system. And this movie tells you that, you know, we were slaves, we were brutalized, we were dominated, we were raped, we were taken advantage of, and there was nothing we could do about it. It took a good white guy from Canada to come down and save us, that you have no power to help yourself at all. That's what movies like this are about, and that's why they want everybody to see it. Like I said, it made $50 million when it was released. Yesterday, it was 380 on iTunes. Today, it is number 19. Not on iTunes, on Amazon. All from being Best Picture. So nobody saw it when it came out, but everybody's going to be seeing it over the next month. I mean, when you watch 12 Years a Slave, run, nigga, run, the paddy roll will get you. Run, nigga, run, where you better get away. You watch it for 2 hours and your subconscious is bombarded with images of degradation, worthlessness, helplessness, and brutality suffered by people you associate with due to race, because you can't do anything about your race. Like I was saying, Lupita, she was amazing. She was on screen for maybe 20 minutes. Totally. I mean, she was almost beaten to death for getting soap. She begged for a mercy killing for someone to kill her, and she was raped all the time. And she won Best Actress, or Best Supporting Actress. Enjoying a movie like 12 Years a Slave for winning Picture of the Year is like enjoying a bowl of dog shit because it has Lowry season on it and somebody black made it for you and called it chili. That's what enjoying this movie is like. I mean, I think probably mainstream America probably thinks, wow, after watching that movie, it really sucks to be black. I'm glad I'm white. I mean, I am happy for the fact that it's the best film of the year and it's the first black director to make the film of the year. But I'm a little skeptical about the timing. And speaking of this black director, his name is Steve McQueen, and he's from Britain. But when he won the award, he was a little too excited. You ever see somebody just a little too excited? He was jumping up and down. Then he kissed Michael Fassbender in the mouth. I mean, directly in the mouth. Then he kissed Lupita on the cheek. Then he went to Will Smith and went, you know, he went straight baby and Lil Wayne on Will Smith. But then he tried to kiss Brad Pitt in the mouth. And Brad Pitt was like, nah, I don't play like that. Brad Pitt turned his head. I don't know, bruh. Maybe in England, you can go tongue to tongue with a man. But here, we don't really get down like that.
Gay shit is taking over the world.
Maybe that started in England. I have no idea. I really feel bad for Tyler Perry. He presented an award. And everybody was looking at it like, who is this? Like, if you're not wearing, if he's not wearing the Badia outfit, no one knows who he is. And I feel bad for him because he's become rich, running around in drag for years, you know, satisfying his personal fantasies on screen. And it took a black dude from the UK to make one of our stories and become the first director to win Best Picture. So I kind of feel bad for Tyler Perry, man. Take the dress off. Hashtag Guy Pride. After seeing, you know, The Help win, and after seeing The Blind Side win, and 12 Years a Slave win, run, nigga, run, the paddy roll will get you. Run, nigga, run, where you better get away. I'm really thinking I can get an Oscar. I'm going to start a Kickstarter. I'm going to start trying to make my film. I think I can get an Oscar. I can get nominated at least. I'm working on my film, and if you want to hit me up on Twitter or on Facebook, at Latone Hart. But I'm working on a film called The Plantation. Check it out.
The days were long, and the cotton was thick. The sun was hot, and so was the whip. The plantation. 200 slaves, one master, two overseers, 30 dogs, and lots of grits. Subjugation at its finest.
Read your Bible. Pick that cotton. Sing me a song.
Pick this cotton.
Pick this cotton.
Not that song. I want the remix.
Take our black asses out of here. Won't
Experience the luxury and legacy of the antebellum South as the strange fruit hangs from the trees in Mississippi on The Plantation. Rolling Stone magazine says The Plantation makes 12 Years a Slave feel like The Notebook. Watch as Massa beats his property like egg whites just because he can. On The Plantation, featuring some of the scariest Negroes since Richard Sherman's post-game rant and the NBA draft. The greatest business template North America has ever had is The Plantation. You'll hear enough N-words to think you're at an NBA All-Star game. Racial America at its finest, The Plantation. Starring Anthony Black Card ATM Mitchell, The Plantation, February 15th, 2016. Directed by a black man with a white wife.
You're listening to The 7:30 Show. He's a little bent.
I'm telling you, I'm working on The Plantation. I'm going to get myself an Oscar. And if you want to be in the film, call me up. I'm opening up a Kickstarter page to get funding. I'm sure I can get a lot of funding for it. I couldn't get any funding for my Nat Turner movie. I couldn't get any funding for my Denmark Vesey movie. But I'm sure I can get some funding for The Plantation. So be looking out for that. It's The 7:30 Show. I mean, really, the Oscars, how pretentious do you have to be to sit in a room with a bunch of other rich people like yourself and pat yourself on the back in front of everybody to tell the world, hey, I play make-believe better than you. Yay, I play make-believe better than you. It's like, do you really need an award? You already make millions of dollars for playing make-believe. And lastly, Steve McQueen, the director of 12 Years a Slave, he thanked his mother, and I don't know who got her tickets, but she looked like she was in To Kill a Mockingbird. Like, they had her in the colored section. You're not going to do my mama like that.
7:30.
Yo, make sure you check out the What Up Doe show on Stitcher and on Spreaker. That's my boy Tim Wilson. We go way back. I enjoy his show every day. When I'm on my way to the gym, he usually uploads a show every day. Give me about 10 minutes of jokes for me to warm up to. I enjoy it. You'll enjoy it. The What Up Doe show. Great podcast to listen to. I also really, really enjoy the Mr. No Good show. That show is hilarious. My man's from Akron. He just talk a gang of shit, and I enjoy it. You can check it out, of course, on Stitcher, too. The Mr. No Good Show. And don't forget, always listen to The 7:30 Show. Don't ever miss it. Every week, right here. I love to scour the newspapers and read, like, these little stories. And a Target employee is upset because the store is only hiring attractive managers. Really? What Targets are these? These ain't the Targets in Louisiana. Because I tried to return something, and they said, well, go talk to the manager. And the young lady pointed over there, and I said, well, where's the manager? And she said, oh, that's her right there. And I said, is this the never-ending story? Who the fuck? That's a goddamn rock biter. I'm not going over there. Can you help me? Who at Target thinks these sci-fi creatures are attractive? I have no idea. Yo, DJ, hit me one more time. Here we go. Mardi Gras. Mardi Gras. Mardi Gras. I'm telling you, I don't know where you are. I don't know where you are, but Mardi Gras is amazing. I'm having a great time. Me and my daughter got lots of beads. You have to be here for Mardi Gras. I'm telling you, this is the life. I didn't go to my first Mardi Gras parade until I was 40 years old. That is a shame. I should kick my parents out. You realize I didn't hear nothing like this until I was 40. Oh, yeah. Oh, come on, man. That's great music. It's Mardi Gras. Hey, shout out to everybody that was trying to take pictures of me at the Mardi Gras parade without a flash. You know I'm not in that picture, right? You know I'm not in the picture if you don't use a flash and it's anytime after 6 o'clock. Like, you're going to be like, whose shadow is that? That's me. As a veteran of broadcast radio, I'm used to songs being terrible on the radio. I really am. I'm used to terrible, terrible songs that people love. Like, the worse it is, the more people love it. But I'm sitting here listening to the radio the other day, and I'm like, what kind of song is this? The fight niggas. If we smoke, we drink, or we break up. I mean, really, this is a song by a lady by the name of Milla J, and it's called Smoke, Drink, or Break Up. That is the, that's the rope. Is that the song when you're in high school now and you're like, hey, look at Jessica over there. Jessica looks good. Man, I wanna holler at that. I gotta wait till a slow song comes on. Hey, DJ, can you play that Smoke, Drink, or Break Up? Yeah, because I wanna grind. Oh, there it is. Hey, you've been looking really good in class and everything. I'm just glad I could get over here and dance with you. You want to go smoke? Can I get you drunk? Then maybe, hey, you know, maybe I'll dump you. Is that how it goes down now? Like smoke, drink? I don't want my kids listening to this. Where is the romantic music? This is sad. No wonder all these young girls are talking to brothers my age. These guys was talking at the gym the other day. Man, I was messing with this girl and she ended up talking to some 40-year-old dude. Yeah, because he, you know, listens to LaVert. Maybe throwing a Jodeci record or something like that. You know, basically, here's a memo in case you didn't get the memo. All you young dudes, you better stop listening to like songs like Trey Songz, Neighbors Know Your Name, because they're not romantic. They're not poetic. They're not pretty. They're not emotional, because sooner or later, some old school brother listening to the Temptations gonna have treat her like a lady in the background, and you gonna lose your girl. You know, he gonna be nice. Hey, let me open the door for you, cause you too busy listening to. Can we smoke? We drink? Or we break up? What kind of bull hockey is that? It's the 7:30 show. I'm running out of time. Shout out to everybody out there that's listening. Make sure you check me out on iTunes. Make sure you check me out on Stitcher. All right, I'm gone. Remember, you never chicken fight with the rooster. And if you thought I was bad today, wait until you hear me in the future.
I know it's been a while since we've been together.
Yep.
I heard that you got a new friend.
Yep.
But I never seen y'all together till I seen it for myself this weekend.
Yeah.
I ain't hating, but homie cool. But we both know homeboy ain't me.
Nah.
And seeing that smile on your face made me sick that a sucker replaced me.
Yeah.
And what's so bad, I know you felt that same shit that made my heart melt. That night that we fell in love so fast. And we both knew that they would hit and try to send us to our fate. Sit back and laugh and say we wouldn't last. But I want you back. I want you back. I want you back. Baby, we can have the last laugh. I want you back. I want you back. I want you back.
You know what I told her when she called me on the phone? No. I said, honey, I done married again. I got me a good wife, and forget about you. Yes, sir. Forget about you. Because that's all I wanted of her, is to let me alone. But I love the boy. You know what? I tell you what. I'd work, I'd wear jeans, boy. She'd go to church with fuzz. I ain't lying. Your bracelet, $200 and $500 bracelet, big ring on the finger, singing in the choir. And I've got two jobs to poke that goddamn money, boy. Do you know that? And that's the honest God of truth, huh?
You take care of business as far as I'm concerned.
Who? And man, do you know she was pretty? Man, she had my nose open.
I can see that.
She had my nose open.
Definitely so, I see that.
She had my nose open. I tell you what, and right today, every time I think about it, damn it, I get mad. I used to cry over a boy. I ain't lying. Sometimes I'd be at the job and I had to go and sit in the car for a few minutes. They asked me, said, what's wrong with you, man? And I wouldn't tell them, you know. I didn't want nobody to know. I was weak, that weak behind a woman.
Oh, you get.
I love her, man. I ain't lying.